This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As a business owner or IT manager, are your cloud investment costs going up and you don't know why? It's time for Cloud Optimizer. As you migrate your business to the cloud, what you're spending and why you're spending it can get a little hazy. But Cloud Optimizer clears up the mystery and puts the cloud to work for you. Cloud Optimizer starts by analyzing usage patterns, right-sizing resources, leveraging discounts you may not be aware of, implementing automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service. As you utilize cloud-based services more and more, you don't have to lose sight or control of your spend. You can stay agile, streamline your costs, and optimize your performance, plus save significant money with Cloud Optimizer.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
Hi, I'm Josh Levine. My podcast, The Queen, tells the story of Linda Taylor. She was a con artist, a kidnapper, and maybe even a murderer. She was also given the title The Welfare Queen, and her story was used by Ronald Reagan to justify slashing aid to the poor. Now, it's time to hear her real story. Over the course of 4 episodes, you'll find out what was done to Linda Taylor, what she did to others, and what was done in her name.
The great lesson of this, for me, is that people will come to their own conclusions based on what their prejudices are.
Subscribe to The Queen on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening right now.
Hey, it's Anna. Last week, we released an episode about the many challenges of childcare in America right now, with a childcare provider whose centers are currently open and a parent who's depending on one of those centers so she can go back to work. But we've also heard from a lot of you who have not had access to childcare for months and who have had to make big changes in the way you're taking care of your kids. One of the people who wrote into us is named Bill Army. He lives in Queens, New York, and he has 2 daughters.
Before March 12, 2020, I was a Broadway actor. That was the day they closed the theaters. And now they're saying they won't be reopening them again until January 2021, at the earliest. I have a 3.5-year-old and a 1-year-old. My wife of 11 years is an emergency medicine doctor. Since she was doing and continues to do incredibly important work, and since my industry was and continues to be shut down, I became the full-time stay-at-home caregiver to our children, which has been challenging because I never envisioned being a full-time stay-at-home dad. My older daughter was used to leaving the house on a daily basis for nursery school before the pandemic, and she was used to taking trips to the playground at the end of our block. She was used to seeing friends and family weekly. She was used to adventures to the zoo and rides on the subway, and all of that changed. No school, no playground, no friends, just our apartment and our imaginations. So early on, I developed what I began calling our field trips. Basically, I would choose a place that we would pretend we were going, and then we would use all the arts and crafts and tools and cardboard at our disposal in order to make that destination seem real. We pretended we were at the beach, so we wore bathing suits and sunblock and put on Sounds of the Ocean on my phone. When we pretended we went camping, we roasted a marshmallow over a bunch of tea lights in our living room, and I played Sounds of the Loons in the Adirondacks on my phone. We did a carriage ride where we decorated my daughter's wagon and we hitched up their rocking horse. We did a gondola ride. And in early June, we did a protest. We took every stuffed animal and toy and car and we lined them up en masse. We made signs. We got really into it. But there were lots and lots of challenging moments through those 3.5 months. And at first, I wasn't sure how much to say about the pandemic, but eventually I did explain that people were getting sick with a virus called COVID, and that was why mommy had the deep, deep grooves in her face from the mask that she wore at work to help make people feel better. We've had some really good days, and we've had a lot of really hard days. The lack of work for me has been really, really hard and really lonely. I really hope the theater comes back someday. I don't like thinking of myself as inessential. I'm sure that there are people listening right now who understand what I mean. It's really, really hard not to feel expendable for those of us whose industries have been sidelined by COVID. I was a Broadway actor, and I hope I am again someday. And until that day, I've got the more important task, I guess, of raising my daughters and supporting my wife. Thanks for listening.
That's Bill Army. He was most recently on Broadway in The Band's Visit, a show that won a lot of Tony Awards, including Best Musical. You can see pictures from Bill of the amazing indoor scenes that he designed for his daughters on our Instagram. We're at Death Sex Money. Make sure you follow us while you're there. And if you're a parent taking care of kids at home and are looking for some new ideas of ways to stay busy, or have some great suggestions of your own, check out our pandemic toolkit. There's a tab at the bottom called Things for Kids. You can find it at deathsexmoney.org/pandemic toolkit.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See
terms and conditions. 18 plus. I want to thank you for listening and for all your support as we at Death, Sex, and Money have made our move to Slate. Your stories, voice memos, and emails have meant so much to the team. As part of this transition, there's a new way to support our show financially at Slate, our new home. And you'll get something special in return. Subscribe to Slate Plus, and you'll not only support our work on Death, Sex, and Money, you'll get access to new benefits, including listening to us and all of the other great shows Slate makes, like Slow Burn and Dakota Ring, without any ads or sponsor breaks. To subscribe, just click Try Free at the top of the Death, Sex, and Money show page on Apple Podcasts, or visit slate.com/DSM Plus to get access wherever you listen. Thanks.